Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing a little excerpt from chapter 10 of my brand new book, Everything is Messy, with you. If you're new here, hello, how are you? I wrote a book, and over the last couple of weeks, I have been diving into each chapter, sharing a little bit more on them. Also, I have Medium blog posts you can check out. The link will be in the show notes. But scroll back if you want to hear a little bit more on each chapter before you buy it. It's available in ebook and paperback wherever you buy your books, all the retailers, minus Target. Target, if you're listening, why are you taking so long? So anyway, I wanted to share with you, if you're not familiar with what Everything is Messy is all about and what you can expect from this book. It's actually a very unique book. It's a one-of-a-kind publication you're going to experience a little bit of everything in. Personal development, life lessons, real solutions, budget-friendly vegan recipes, and proof that anything is possible when following the right formula. I want you to enjoy this journey. I want it to really make you think about the goals you have and the dreams you stop chasing. I want this book to help you get organized, be creative in the kitchen, level up in life, and I want it to make you believe again. You can, and I promise, have anything out of life, but you simply must put in the work. Use this book when you need it. Come back to it, and of course, share it with a friend. It's better to go through these times in life with an excellent support system, a good head on your shoulders, a sense of humor, and the understanding that manifesting and visualizing an outcome can profoundly change your life. That is what is on the back of my book, What to Expect from This Book. It's titled right on the back. And if you want to learn a little bit more about me, if you're new here, I'm a podcaster, obviously, an author, business and life coach, and I'm the creator of the Happy Workaholic Network, which is an online destination intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. And if you want more on my bio, you can visit thehappyworkaholic.com. If you want to learn more about my publishing company, you can visit amilliondreamspublishing.com. And I want to just dive into chapter 10 because it's the last chapter of the book, and it's really important to accept who you are. And that's exactly what I titled it. So I'm just going to read you a little bit from the chapter. So here we go. The honest truth hurts, but guess what? You were put on this planet for a reason. To be a good person, to do good work, and to help others. Now, there are a million ways for you to do this, and so that is why it's so important for you to find your true purpose in life. And it can most definitely be more than one, and it is always good to try things out. You never know until you try. Don't expect anything from anyone. We all have dreams and ways we plan on chasing. We get creative, we make a plan, and we go after them in our own way. So why is it that when we tell people around us about them, they cannot understand, they cannot support in the way that you expected? Maybe they will tell you that there is no way that you can do it, that it doesn't make sense logistically or financially. They don't believe in dreaming or you to dream at all. They believe in waking up day after day and living the same routine. I'm here to tell you that none of that matters. These are your dreams and nobody else's. Your dreams are yours for a reason. That reason being is that you can handle them and truly make them a reality. You know you will put in the work, and you know those negative voices around you could not handle the work. So stop thinking about them and dwelling on the bad stuff and focus on the good. When it comes time to chasing those dreams, start the family, build that brand, create that community, or launch that business, I want you to do it because you want it and not for anyone else. You cannot make someone else's dreams a reality. They must be your own. Stop scrolling and spending time on social media. Stay in your lane and focus on your results. Start looking to see who is watching on your stories and social media. Stop expecting people to like and comment on all of your posts. This may make you feel sad that your inner circle doesn't give you all the love, but everyone is busy just like you, especially now while homeschooling 2.0 is happening. I cannot tell you how many people come into my inbox to mention one of my posts, but never like or comment. Clearly, they don't know how online business owners need the algorithm to work in their favor. It is okay, because the greater the content you put out into the universe, the greater it is, and the more people who really need to see it will. Don't be offended like my old self. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. The fact that you get to wake up every morning, do what you love, create amazing things throughout the day, and turn those dreams into reality is amazing. This is your dream to chase. So now go and do just that. Go out and get the happy, healthy, positive, and productive life you so deserve. That is a little bit of chapter 10. And I also wanted to share with you, in the very back of the book, there is a poem by John Greenleaf Whittier. It took me forever to find the author, because everywhere, if you Google this, "don't quit" poem, it says that it's unknown, and it's actually not unknown. So to credit somebody that puts out content and writes is very, very important. So I wanted to make sure, especially since this is a copyrighted publication, that I gave this person credit. So I wanted to read this poem to you. It's called "Don't Quit." This is something, and I think I mentioned this poem in another episode when I was reading and diving into one of the other chapters of the book, but I think it's important now, because I felt like quitting on a bunch of things over the last couple weeks, to be honest with you, because I've just been like in a mood, whether it's the holidays or just the pandemic or just literally life. And I had to open this book back up, and I actually have the card that I got it, and I swear it's from like my grandmother's funeral. It's a laminated card. I don't know. I think that's where I got it, but it's years old, 20 something years old. I've had it with me. Still, I have it to this day. And when I was writing this book, I was looking for old journals, and I found it in one of them from one of the weeks I was going through chemo. I put that in there, and then I just left it. And then I just came across it when I was writing this book a couple months ago, which is so insane. So here's the poem. It's titled "Don't Quit." When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, all you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about, when he might have won, had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're the hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. John Greenleaf Whittier. So I wanted to share that with you, because I know I'm not the only one going through like a moment right now. So I have decided to just start watching reality TV and just clock out when it gets dark out. I can't work after 6 o'clock at night anymore. It is so dark, and I'm just like going through a moment, and I'm just like relaxing. And to be quite honest with you, I haven't done that since the beginning of the pandemic, because I was, to be like completely transparent with you, and I've said this a number of times already, but like I was petrified of dying from this virus. And I had COVID the last week of January into the second week of February, in the beginning of this year, before nobody even knew it was around. I for sure had it. And so now, like, you know, this whole time throughout the pandemic, I worked my butt off. I wrote a book, I self-published it, I was creating a ton of podcasts and content, and now I've finally slowed down. And the holidays, it's not really my favorite time of year. And things are just looking different. You know, I'm looking to see like what I really want to do in 2021, who I want to be surrounded by, what programs I want to create, just how I want to live my life. Like all these things I've been thinking about. And I just don't have the energy to work like after a certain period of time. And it's honestly because I'm tired and I haven't stopped since the pandemic started. So, you know, you get all these thoughts in your head and you're like, oh, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to do this? How's the money going to come? Like, these clients are canceling. Like, I know I'm not the only one and I'm talking to my clients about it. I'm talking to my friends about it. And we just have to take it day by day and just relax. And so that's literally what I've been doing, is just relaxing, because I had a roadblock and I couldn't create anything for like weeks. And now it's finally coming to me, and it's this big, huge project that I've been working on, and like nothing was happening. My brain just stopped working. And I'm like, you know what, Kelly, you just need to like simmer the F down and freaking relax. So that's what I've been doing. And I've been watching reality TV and Golden Girls and all my favorite things and just taking a moment, a breather. And everybody's doing the same thing right now, especially because of the holidays and the pandemic and the end of the year. Like, nobody really knows like what's happening. So I feel like I'm in the same boat as everybody else, but I'm slowly getting my mojo back. I just chopped my hair off again. And so that's always when I need a change. And yeah, so that's that. So I wanted to share with you that if you are interested in grabbing a copy of the ebook, it's available right now if you purchase directly through me. So you can visit thehappyworkaholic.com, or you can just send me an Instagram message or Facebook message. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. If you look for the ebook on Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, it's $15. But it's for sale for $9.97 when you order directly through me. So just send me a message and I'll send you the ebook. If you want to sign paperback, send me a message. I'm giving away a paperback every Monday for the remainder of the year, which is two more Mondays, which is freaking crazy, on my personal Facebook. So all you need to do to be registered to win and entered into the giveaway is just leave a review for this episode on Apple Podcasts. If you do not use Apple Podcast app, you could just go to my Facebook page at The Happy Workaholic and leave a review on my business Facebook page, and that will count you in into the drawing. But every major retailer has access to the book, so you can go ahead and order through them. If you order on Amazon, if you already have a copy of the book, I would love it if you could leave me a review. And I go to Target at least once a week looking, and I'm talking all different Targets, looking for my book and reverse engineering that process. I am going to be signing the books that come to my Barnes & Noble store in Encinitas. That's the closest one in San Diego to me, in North County. And they're going to put it on a local author table and they're going to be signed. And I'm just going to do something like that book signing in January. It's just too much right now. Like we're not even supposed to be leaving our homes at this moment in time. So stay tuned for that if you're in the San Diego area. I'm so excited. I'm going to be doing some big promos for that with Barnes & Noble. And I think that's all I have to share today. I just wanted to close out this episode with chapter 10 of my brand new book, Everything is Messy. The chapter is titled Accept Who You Are. I hope this helped you in your day. If you want to learn any other more information on the book, you can go to everythingismessy.com, and I will talk to you guys again soon. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.